Well, if you like your action coming fast and furious, Hamilton Park is the race course for you, because we have another tremendous fixture coming up. On Wednesday afternoon, it's Looker's Audi Race Day, and a seven race card begins at 1:50 and goes all the way through to 2:20. Looking through the card, it is pretty open. I think in the seven races, you'll do well to find yourself a couple of winners. Some top jockeys in attendance. I noticed one or two trainers from the south have sent horses up as well as all the locals from Scotland and, of course, the north of England. Looking to the DM Hall 125th anniversary handicap over 6 furlongs. I'm quite interested in several horses in this race. Liam Bailey, for example, he's looking for another big run from his course specialist Quanah, who ran at the most recent Hamilton Park meeting and ran really well to finish in second place. A horse that's won 3 races at Hamilton Park, including once over course and distance, and has also been second 3 times at his favourite racecourse. I think he'll go really well, and he's a horse that's got bags of speed as well. One of the main dangers, though, and the horse that's likely to go off favourite, is Cats Bob. Now, Cats Bob's trained by Ian Jardine down in Dumfriesshire, and he actually scrambled home by a neck over course and distance earlier this month. He's gone up £4 or £5 for that success, but Ian Jardine's horses are starting to come into form. He's already this spring had winners over jumps and more recently on the flat. Also in the lineup is Astapor. And Astapor, he went into the record books after winning at Hamilton Park on the 2nd of June. He won that day at 200 to 1. If you'd have pounded him that day, you'd have made £200 profit. He's trained in Lancashire by John Ritchie's, and that is the record-equalling biggest price for a horse winning in the flat in the whole of the UK. There was a horse a few years ago won at Kelso over jumps at 250 to 1. But Astapor is the record-equaling holder of an SP on the flat in the UK, 200 to 1. He's in this lineup, and he's going to be ridden again by Harry Russell. So whether Lightning can strike twice or not remains to be seen. But I'll tell you what, Astapor is going to be a fraction of the odds that he won at that most recent meeting. Harry Russell could actually start by riding Lightning Attack to victory in the Hamilton Park .co.uk Apprentice Handicap. A horse trained by Ben Haslam in the Midland area. His most recent run came over hurdles, and that was back in May at Market Raisin. So he could well come here reasonably fit after that run over timber. Looking through the rest of the card, there's some decent two-year-old action. We've got a couple of two-year-old races. We've got the Looker's Audi EBF Restricted Novice Stakes for two-year-olds over 5 furlongs at 2 o'clock. We've got the likes of David Amara and John Quinn and Richard Fahey and Phil Macon and Keith Dalglish. They're all represented in that race. So there's some top trainers well capable of having a two-year-old winner or two. And the other two-year-old contest is at 2:55. And this is a race where I'm interested in one or two in this race. For example, Ludo's Landing for Joe Fanning and Mark Johnson, already been out and finished second. And also in the same race, Monty 40 for Tom Eaves and Kevin Ryan, also been out once and finished in second place. Ludo's Landing's a beautiful bred colt by Kodiak, who didn't have the best of passages, I thought, when a promising second at Ayr on debut, which was just over a fortnight ago. And Monty 40, he actually was sent off favourite in a Carlisle novice race about a month ago, and he too is sure to come on for that experience, both mentally and physically. And incidentally, Kevin Ryan, who trains Monty 40, of all the UK's turf tracks, Hamilton Park is the one that's given them the most winners. He's had 113 winners from 570 runners. So all the other turf courses, and bear in mind he's based at Thirsk in North Yorkshire, he passes a lot of courses to come to Hamilton Park. This is the one on turf, at least, where he has the most winners. So anything he sends up should be noted. And then just one more race to look at, our 440, the Looker's Audi Hamilton Glasgow Bothwell Castle Fillies Handicap, 1.5 miles. Glittering Choice interests me. She's running some really good two-year-old races, including a valuable one last season. Hugo Palmer, the trainer, used to be based in Newmarket. He's now up at Malpas in Cheshire. He's had 6 winners from just 11 runners at Hamilton Park. That's a pretty decent strike rate. And Glittering Choice ran really well, I thought, on her debut this season, her comeback run this season. She was only beaten the neck into second place in a filly's handicap over a similar trip at Leicester. That was about 14 days ago. So I think she could be the one to beat. So there you are. That's a look at Wednesday's Hamilton Park action. And of course, next week is the biggie, isn't it? It's the Saints and Sinners. It's that annual charity meeting at Hamilton Park. It's the Royal Ascot of Scotland. Don't miss that. And as always, check out the very latest on the Hamilton Park Racecourse website and book your tickets online in advance. It's always a better deal when you book in advance, although we won't stop you coming up and paying in the gate as well. Enjoy your racing at Hamilton Park.